At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
What's good, everybody? Big announcement today, the day you've all been waiting for. Everything is officially live. The Patreon, the merch, it's all at goodinfluencespod.com. We are recording this the day after we just did our photo shoot, so it's all still very fresh for us.
The day we launched.
The day we launched, yeah. That was the fastest turnaround we ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah, content. We shot the merch shoot yesterday.
Less than 24 hours ago.
And now it's all live for you guys. Some incredible merch. We got great tees. We got great sweaters. We got some coffee mugs. And we got some hats.
And a tote. Bags.
And a tote bag. Don't forget the tote bag. And we got a wide variety of designs. You know, here at Good Influences, we're such a mix of minds and a mix of creative direction. We wanted to give you guys a total taste and vibe of all of our minds coming together. From Mike and I's brain, we went for something a little cutesy, a little softy. And for the people listening, we got a collection of stars, moons, suns, and clouds.
You can see here on this camera here, if you could see the full size.
That is the full size.
Matt, why don't you tell them about the blank of comfort colors that we're using?
And then that's what I was about to say, is that the T-shirts are printed on comfort colors. And comfort colors, folks, are my favorite, I think, basic staple tee. I love comfort colors so much. For just blank ones, I just buy them on Amazon because they're so reliable. They don't really shrink on you. The shelf life, they'll last you a lifetime. I've had comfort color shirts that I've owned for well over 20 years.
And 20 years?
I may be exaggerating on that, but you know what?
I'll
say
years.
10, 12 at least.
Oh, I thought they were like a new brand from like 5 years ago.
They definitely have been around a lot when I was in a fraternity or sorority, but all the frats and sororities would print them on comfort colors.
Oh.
And those shirts, they're damn good.
Yeah, okay, this rich.
Yeah,
big. Yeah, but awful.
1975, it was founded.
Oh, look
in
at
rural
that.
Vermont. That's why it's good. New England.
Okay, shout
baby.
Out Bernie Sanders.
It says Comfort Colors were founded in 1975 by Barry D. I don't know how to say his last name. He started the company in rural Vermont with a small amount of money in an old washing machine. Initially, the company focused on launching collections of dyed apparel, later introducing the first garment dyed ring sprung cotton T-shirts.
And that's what we have here for you guys.
We have a cream, we have a green, and we have a blue. The blue on the website does look a little darker, but the shirt that I'm wearing in the photo shoot, that is the right color of how it looks in person. I believe the color is blue jean.
They all kind of look that way. Like even the green one is a little different. But
because it's like a digital design.
Yeah.
So if you really want to see how it is, look at the pictures on our website. My hair looks atrocious.
Yeah, Matt hated, you know, hated his hair.
I know. I was having hat hair. It just looks like I'm balding terribly. And I'm not balding.
What? No, but you don't at all.
I know. But my hair, y'all, it looks like I'm like trying to hide something.
Wasn't a toupee you were wearing in the shoot?
Oh, please. Would you ever? Actually, Carly and I were talking about this. If you were going bald, what would you do? And
oh, yeah, like, would you get a hair transplant as a man?
I don't think I would get a hair transplant, though I do think it works for certain people. But the things that I see where I go, you know what? Damn. The toupees, the ones that are, like, glued on their head,
yeah.
Look amazing.
Yeah,
I know.
You would never know.
I know.
And it also makes them look, like, 15 years younger.
Yeah.
It would kill me, though, if people knew.
Why?
I had a toupee. It would have to be a pact of trust. Because once people know that, yeah, once people know that, I feel like it's kind of hard to shake it out of your head.
I feel like it's become so much less stigmatized. Like, even think about hair transplants so long ago. People were like, what?
Okay.
But now it's like, let's go to Turkey.
Literally.
Like, I feel like people don't care anymore.
And I feel like I see so many TikToks of, like, people getting the
Yeah, me too.
The hair
I love it.
I feel like
on.
Hair transplants are more admired than the toupee, though. Because, like,
well, maybe not that you would need it at all.
Right.
But, like,
no.
The time comes, maybe you could be, like, the face of toupees, and then it would be fucking cool.
We'll the face toupee. Of toupees.
Toupee in a merkin.
Yeah.
We'll still want nice that toupee merkin. Brand deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I would do. I what am I talking about? I don't need it. The point is, y'all, we have a Patreon, and we have merch. Let's talk about the Patreon.
Can we also talk about the hat, too, and me and
we
Carly
got other
shirts?
Merch too.
Oh, but yeah,
besides
sorry,
just
y'all.
The stars been, and moons.
Carly, why don't you explain about our good friend Boxman?
Oh, God. Well.
Here, I'm going to hold it up while you talk about it.
It's a cigarette box, but a flower. And each flower represents us. It's so cute.
It's also like the like a very famous cigarette company kind of style, but it's
allegedly
our little take on it.
Prop cigarettes.
Yeah.
Tea cigarettes, not real tobacco.
Yeah. Matt and Aaron kind of came up with this one. And yeah. Like, oh my God, cute.
But Matt and I, we like the stars, moons, and flowers. Carly and Aaron like Boxman. And
no,
we have,
I'm not. My favorite, we don't even have here.
We don't have it yet. Please buy the merch of whoever you like the most. Like Mike and I, please buy the moon, stars, and such.
It's a battle.
And then if you like
the Boxman. I will say, like, seeing them and stuff, I'm like, okay, I like it a little more.
Yeah. No, I've been wearing it.
You're wearing it.
We were pretty hard on them. We were like, guys, this is, no.
Yeah, we almost didn't launch with it.
Well, when we got the design over, it didn't have the text or anything. We just see these little smiling faces. And Carly and I were immediately like, this is a children's mobile.
Yeah, it's like the thing above the cradle.
Spins above their bed. We are in our 30s. This is a little silly.
I think it's cute and comfortable.
So matte. Like, I saw it, and I was like, I get why Matt likes it.
Yes, it is very
but
Matt
But also, King-coded. Like, any girl we showed it to was like, I would not purchase that.
So it was confusing, because we were like, I do trust your style so much.
Thanks.
But then, like, I was like, there's no way. But seeing it in person, I'd like it a lot more.
Well, we'll see which one sells the most. I'm excited to see.
But your support means the world. You know, you guys have been our listeners and our avid supporters for a long time. And I know that we have not done merch. So you know what? This is the time. This is the time where you're like, I'm going to treat myself for all the time I put my ears and my eyes to listening to the Good Influences pod. And hopefully we've influenced you to support and not just our merch, our Patreon as well. And we also have hats.
This is my favorite. The hat that just says Good Influence. I feel like...
I know you said you were changing the font size, but I think that looks great.
I don't think we're going to change it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there was a... Maybe we're going to change the font size, but I love the hats. And coffee drinkers out there, we also do have a mug that says Under the Influence with another little man, which will also be on the...
I love the guy.
The shirt that hasn't come in yet, but it's on the website.
Yeah.
The crew. The shirt is in.
The crew, yes. For the mug, just so you know, I messed up when I printed the sample and I put it on the front. But when you buy it, this little guy is going to be on the side like a normal coffee cup. So when you're drinking it, it's on the side.
Oh, so it was your fault.
Yeah. he wouldn't admit it yesterday. I was calling him out.
I was just like, oh, that's just so interesting that the company would put it on that side of the mug.
Really nervous that people are going to be upset if he doesn't clarify the position.
Because if you see it in the photo shoot, it's on the front. But then now I update it on the website and it's on the side. So I don't want people to be like, well, I thought it was going to be on the front.
I don't think anyone would want it on. I think people, it would like deter them from purchasing it if they saw the way it actually was.
If you want to be like Mike and drink coffee in the morning, although
you don't drink
he's off the
big
sauce.
Update.
Which
I'm off
we
the
do
sauce.
Need to talk about. It's not during this podcast at some point.
What are people saying over on Patreon?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about our Patreon.
Well,
I can't log in. I was trying.
I'm not logged into the Patreon, but I just get the emails. So I get emails every 10 seconds of people signing up. But people have been commenting. We have two videos live right away.
Yes.
One is our merch shoot, like a vlog of our merch shoot, which was really funny in my opinion. And then one of us at Mike's, basically roasting his apartment, and then he got an organizer. And then me and Aaron went back and roasted him some more, so
we gotta work on his closet, Matt.
Yeah.
Post the organizer what's inside the closet?
Correct.
What is on the hangers? There are some things, Mike. You need a Mary Kondo, kiss it, and say
Marie.
Goodbye. Marie, Mary, forgive me.
That keep saying Mary.
The
he
yellow
said it in the Patreon video, so go watch
the yellow tank top with like the
The tribal print.
No,
that's from like Kohl's for 2008.
No, yeah, your closet is giving like Target 2013.
Like
that's when
kid,
I bought
right?
all my clothes.
Yeah, no, that tribal print tank top. You told me he wears it in public to the gym.
Mike, you got to say goodbye to it.
You got to watch the Patreon. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Do you have a hoarding problem when it comes to clothes? Is it a sentimentality to the tribal print shirt?
I don't have that many clothes.
You said
I don't,
it was sentimental though.
That one.
Mike, you buy five of the same hoodie.
Because I if I find
think
something,
of how much more organized your closet would be if you just didn't do that.
But I like having things that I like more than one of because I'm gonna stay in something. Something's gonna get ripped and they don't make it anymore.
Oh my God!
Does Matt know about this five hoodie thing?
No.
Oh, what you buy five?
Like
of the
he buys
same.
In bulk his clothes.
Well, it's a specific like American Eagle.
No. Abercrombie.
Oh, sorry. I get him confused. Abercrombie hoodie.
It's my basic. It's
There's
what I
five
wear
of the same one in his closet.
Oh. I mean, it makes sense. Five of the same one. I mean, I think that's a bit much.
Same color.
Same color. Whoa. Now you've yeah. crossed the line.
If it's like different it was, colors,
yeah.
it's fine.
Yeah, hell yeah, every color, but five of the same. I think you should have two of the same color and then branch fine. Out and get a couple different colors.
How do like cartoon characters do it? Homer Simpson wears the same thing every week.
I've like never seen you wear it.
What?
That hoodie.
Oh, because it's my home jersey.
You don't even... My home
jersey? Wear it out?
No, I like... When I'm at home,
you
I'm
need
off.
Five of the same hoodie for just inside your house.
I wear it every day.
Are you trying to avoid doing laundry?
It's not a... I oh, my God.
That makes it even crazier.
It's kind of nuts, man. Mike.
Okay, let's... Hold on. We'll jump back to this. I want to talk about Patreon a little
okay.
bit more.
Okay, so...
So what you'll get on the Patreon oh, is yeah. you're going to get this podcast a day early and ad-free. Mm-hmm. So... That means on Mondays, you'll get the episode with no ads, no YouTube ads or anything like that. And we're going to do two additional bonus videos a month. We already filmed one more that's not on there yet, which is super fun. Should we say what it is?
Yeah, we're drunk as hell. And we're going through our phones searching things that you guys sent in to us, like yeah. words.
There's okay. a little bit there of a camera thing, but it's not a big deal. It's still very watchable. But that... Yeah, we came over to my house after you guys roasted me for my kitchen and closet, and then we drank a lot of beers and wine, and Carla drank Aperol Spritz straight out of the bottle, no yep. mixer, no chaser, and we, like, Aaron
it's all on the vlog.
Aaron broke a glass at my house, tried to kill
no,
me.
No, I didn't. It was already broken.
And we basically, like, looked at words in our phone, and then
like talk a lot of shit.
It talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, it's fun.
So that's
and it's almost an hour long.
Oh yeah. yeah, it's like a full podcast episode.
I did see people saying like, I hope the videos are long and not like quick little things. And so far, like none of them have been under 15 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think the two videos I posted today are like 20.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
It's super fun. I really like doing it.
Yeah.
So if you want to get more Good Influences content.
And how much is the Patreon, Mike?
$5.99 a month.
$5.99. Can you believe that? That's cheaper than a lot of streaming services. That
coffee.
Is cheaper than a cocktail you're probably going to buy at the bar on the
cheaper
weekend.
Cheaper than a coffee.
It's a coffee.
Cheaper than a coffee. Think about that. And guess what? It's not just for the week. It's not just for the day. It's the whole damn month.
But when the tariffs hit, it'll be $20.99.
No,
no. I'm kidding.
This is the tariff-free podcast, yeah, know, guys. We are importing nothing from China on the Patreon. It's all good homegrown American yep. citizens here.
Support local businesses.
Yeah, support local.
Our Patreon.
Also want to give a big shout out to our photographer, Hannah Cooper, who
oh, yes.
shot all the photos for our merch yesterday. She's an incredible photographer. Please go check her out. Support her.
Hannah Coopy, Hannah Cooper.
She has quite the eye, and just want to give a big shout out to her.
And shout out to Jalen Anderson, who designed the merch for us. We worked with her
yeah,
a
she
lot.
Was great.
She was very patient with us as we...
Yeah,
we
went back and forth a lot. And
yeah, went through a lot of different iterations and scrapping ideas and coming up with new stuff. So, Jalen, thank you for...
Jalen Hurts.
No, Anderson.
I know.
I like Jalen Hurts.
Me too.
Who is he?
He's the quarterback for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have his jersey.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to an
He's
Eagles game.
He's a good
game.
Guy to stan.
Yeah, he is.
Why?
He's like refusing to go to the White House.
Oh, that's yeah. that guy who was like,
oh, yeah.
I'm busy that day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
is the rest
pretty...
of the team going to go, though?
A lot of them did.
Okay. I still kind of... I would like to go to the White House, though.
Let's wait till 2020.
Well, I mean, the White House in general would be cool to see, for sure. I
right.
think.
I mean,
did you see
even if I don't like the president, I think I'd still go to the White House.
Did you see
opinion.
That girl who does the running TikToks? You know, she's like, hey, can I interview you while
oh,
she's running?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
She interviewed Caroline Leavitt, who is the press secretary,
yeah.
and it's just, she's getting fucking roasted. It's just like pure propaganda. She's like, oh, and this is Mr. Trump's Tesla, and oh my God, where is your, this is where your office is? This is where I just tell the American people what's going on.
Is
and
she just, running?
Around yeah. the White House?
There, are they running through the White House?
No, no, no. It's like,
this is where I work. Boom! Boom! Out of our way!
Pushing J.D. Van.
But I had dinner last night with Jack Coyne from...
Oh my God.
Track.
My king.
We love Jack Coyne.
I can't believe you didn't tell me about that when we were shooting yesterday. I saw it on my Instagram and I was like,
yeah, he was in town. He's doing something very cool. But I did mention you. I was like, when you're back in LA, Aaron wants to do a Trackstar emo edition.
Yeah.
And you're going to get on the show.
Trackstar is a show where he has on either people off the street or also like celebrities. He plays a song and they have to guess which song it is. It's a really
and then
great.
You win money.
If you can name the artist, you win $5. It's like all those like street interview stuff.
But most of the celebrities like donate it. But I feel like he doesn't do it a lot with them.
The
anymore.
Money thing, I think, is sometimes just an intro and then it's kind of just like
yeah.
you play the game.
It did used to be like
where you want actual money.
It
yeah.
may depend on like the artist and what they're comfortable of and what they want to shout out.
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. But so he told me about this. He was like, you got to watch this TikTok of this girl. But you guys know the one I'm talking about. Yeah. It's like running with people.
I do not.
She like interviews people. Just they run through New York.
Yeah, they just run. Even Tim Walls did it with her.
That was the big thing.
Like Whitney Cummings has done it. Anna Sitar has done it. So it's
are
like
these people all runners?
Not really. But it's like,
I bet there's a little stop and take a breath.
Yeah,
and then,
I'd be like, I can't.
Pop
sorry.
Into Starbucks.
You go ahead. Yeah. I'll respond to the questions via email.
Via email.
But I was thinking, like, if the press secretary from the Trump administration was like, would love to come on the pod.
Her?
No.
Caroline?
Yeah.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
Well, they call her KKK Caroline Leavitt because okay. She's just like...
She's definitely not nice at all.
No,
she's like, I think, how old is she too? She's like 27?
Yeah, doesn't look it.
And her husband's like 50.
Oh, perfect.
Something, 60 something.
I mean, I'd love to have her on and then just like make her feel really stupid because I could just.
She would end it so fast.
We're leaving. Yeah.
I wish it was CJ Craig, Allison Janney from West
from
Wing.
The West Wing.
That's my favorite press secretary. I could talk to her all day. Get some margaritas after. Just chat.
Yeah, let's get drunk with the press secretary.
How long are people press secretaries? Because it's such a demanding job. Usually you're it for just like 2 years. They
I think
switch
so.
You out.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Because do they do that every day? Like they do like a briefing every day, right?
I think so. They're supposed to, yeah.
Sometimes it's a slow news day.
Yeah.
Wait,
so sorry, were they running outside the White House? Or like where were they running? She was like, here's Trump's Tesla.
I didn't actually watch the full video. I just kind of looked at the comments because they were... but. I can look at it. I can't even I remember.
No,
what
no,
it
it's
is,
fine.
But anyway, merch, Patreon, goodinfluencespod.com.
It's all there.
Show your support for the show. Get yourself something nice. Treat yourself to really, honestly, you guys will see me wearing this a lot.
Yeah, no, I can't wait for the crew to come in.
I know.
Oh, yeah, that'll
that
be fun
gray.
Too. And it's already doing like really well. We're getting a lot of people buying
Emma just bought some. She just texted me.
Patreon is doing well. And this we haven't even like officially set it on YouTube yet. So
I know.
So really exciting.
We're all going to buy Lamborghinis. Once we get
tons that's the goal, baby.
That's our priority is just getting
it. They're going to give us parking spots outside.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get our
I know people are like, I just hope they're consistent. We will be consistent. I can't have a Patreon
if
and
not for nothing,
forget it.
Carly and I are consistent.
Oh, yeah. You guys were posting.
We will drag these two boys through the mud.
Oh, yeah.
Split screen during the pandemic. Y'all didn't miss a beat. That was wild.
Well, also, like, we have a Patreon. I don't think we've ever missed.
No.
We've never missed. Maybe like if we were sick or something, but that's it.
Yeah.
But hardly ever. So we will be consistent. And I would feel terrible if we didn't post something for like a month. That'd be
crazy.
Like that would be crazy to me.
If you guys were pregnant, would you guys go on maternity leave? And then with Mike and I having like guests? Or would you still want to be recording like the entire time you were
pregnant?
The
podcast wouldn't get done if Carly and I were on maternity
leave. That's so true. Well, do you mean both of us at the same time or just like one of us?
I'm saying like pregnancy packed.
Both at the same. Yeah. Y'all plan to get pregnant at the same time just to stress us out.
Oh my
and
God.
Be like, we're
we'd be
out of
nightmares.
The office.
We'd be so mean.
No, I feel like that wouldn't happen, us both getting pregnant at
I
the
feel
same
like
time.
Being pregnant would be... I mean, I don't know what it's like to be pregnant. I'm sure there would be days where I'd be like, I don't want to fucking move.
Yeah.
I feel like I would do that. And then, I don't know, it's hard to say. Because after, you probably don't want to. You just want to bond with your baby. But you're only recording for like an hour, like a couple hours a day.
Yeah,
so
just
it's
bring
like
the kid.
When does maternity leave start? Does it start like right before you're about to give birth and then like...
I think it starts when you give birth.
Birth, or it's right
no,
after
it's
it starts.
Oh.
It depends on the company.
Yes.
How much? How many days is it? 90.
It also depends on.
No,
the company.
I think like the government.
Let's see.
It's
average.
Like 2 weeks or 2 months. I think.
Okay.
Is like what the government minimum is, but then after that, it's kind of just up to the company. So if you just work
it's
for like
fucked up
a shit company,
for 2 weeks,
and you're like a single mom or you're a mom and have a kid, after 2 months, like you have to go back to work.
Yeah, we need you to come in.
Average maternity leave is around 10 weeks.
10 weeks. Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, that's not enough, and like it's better in other countries and
oh
stuff,
my
right?
God, yeah,
oh,
dude,
yeah.
In like Korea and shit, they give you like
they
give
like
you thousands of dollars worth of stuff. You get all your you keep getting paid your salary while you're raising your kid for like a year. Plus, they give you all these like services and products, and like they help mothers that are
and
being
like
born.
I think all of the men get like paternity leave.
Yeah,
too.
Men get paternity leave too for like months at a time, and the company has to pay if you're giving birth. Like in America. there are some companies where like, oh, you're giving birth, like, and you're not in the office after 10 weeks, you're fired.
How much do you think it is to have a baby in the United States?
Like, how much
average?
It costs?
Yeah, I know what it
like
is.
$40,000 or something.
Like,
without
per year?
Insurance.
What yes. the fuck?
Oh, without to have insurance. A baby at the hospital?
Like, dude, average?
Yeah.
Pull me
and
on the side of the Walmart parking
average,
lot.
Average, with insurance, it's like $11,000 to $12,000.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Is our savior. Ever thought about it, Mike?
Well, my appendix thing was like $7,000. That's like, I
you
almost
had to
could
pay
have,
for that?
I almost could have had a baby for that the same price.
Yeah.
It actually says the average cost of having a baby with health insurance in the U.S. is estimated to be around $2,800 out of pocket.
Okay. Oh. Well, okay. Then maybe. Well.
It says the total cost of pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum care is estimated to be around $18,000 with insurance covering the majority of the expense.
So was I a bad guess or the videos I saw, and then people, what they were saying in the comments, everyone came around like $10,000, $12,000.
It probably depends on what state you're in also.
And it's like if you're getting
you
a C-section, how many nights you're in the hospital, all of that.
C-section is $26,000 in total.
Also, if you're
cost.
Taken by ambulance, probably adds another $10,000.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you know? For sure.
Ugh.
Do most people take an ambulance to go to deliver their baby?
I can't believe you're getting like pregnancy TikToks.
Of course.
Oh yeah, Matt.
I mean, trust me.
Matt's gonna take paternity leave.
That's why he's asking. Would you guys go on paternity leave?
But I think when I see like young dads or like them sharing their like experiences and stuff of that phase in life, I'm tuning in.
I guess I never get any young dads.
I guess not.
Our feeds are different.
Young dads? What do I mean by young
like
dads?
Like Kian?
I think young dads, meaning they are dads in... They are young dads in the process of having a child. Yeah. They're definitely not an older dad where their kids
totally.
Are older.
I think I'm just saying, like, I feel like I don't see a lot of male creators, like, coming on and having, like, serious conversations like that.
Oh, yeah, just different feeds, you
totally.
Know?
Totally. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of ladies.
But yeah, it's fascinating, and I wish it was cheaper.
You can
imagine if you're poor trying to have a baby.
Yeah, well, or doing anything.
Not even think about after.
Just everything.
It's expensive.
Diapers and all this other. Well, it's a good thing the administration is cutting Department of Education and funding for research. And
can y'all change a diaper? Yeah. I'm pointing to the ladies. Like, sorry. You can change a diaper. Like, if there was, hey, can you change my baby's diaper?
I've never changed a diaper.
Yes.
You would know the steps on exactly what to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's that hard.
I think there are some, like, steps.
You unstrap.
I know the boy, you got to really make sure they don't pee in your face.
Oh, they do sometimes go maniac.
Oh, is it really not that complicated?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think it's, like, a trope of, like, guys are just like, well, I don't know how to change a diaper. And it's, like, it's the easy.
Well, you take
so
it
easy.
Off, you wipe.
And then you put a new one back on.
And then you put it back
baby
on?
Baby powder on?
Not always.
That's okay. That's in my mind. I'm like, there's always got to be a cream.
Yes. See, I always
like
think
a
there's
little
like
rash
something,
or something
else.
Yeah.
That
calamine lotion or something.
No, you're not putting calamine lotion on a baby's genitalia.
Axe body spray. Just the whole thing.
No, I thought there were more steps. Maybe I'm dumb.
Well, no, it's like if something's going on, then like, yeah, you're putting on like a lotion, a baby powder.
But also it
to
could be
discomfort.
I mean, it could be like a really bad poop situation where it's like, I gotta clean this up the
just
correct way.
Just more wipes.
Yeah, more wipes.
Yeah. Do you always wipe a baby with a wet wipe or sometimes dry?
A baby wipe?
Brillo pad?
Yeah. A Clorox wipe?
No, I've never wiped a baby with a dry.
No, I think it's always baby wipes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. That's why they're called baby wipes. But apparently baby powder you're not supposed to use anymore because it's all
cancer
causing.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Johnson & Johnson.
I do love baby shampoo.
No tears.
Baby shampoo
so
smells.
Little
Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo. It smells so good.
Yeah.
Love that.
Does it smell like a baby?
And it's good for styes. What?
Oh, does it smell like a baby?
I love a baby.
Does it smell like a baby? You know how like baby oil, does it smell like a baby or... Do all the scents just remind you of
a
this
baby.
Schema of babiness?
Babiness.
Yeah. That's
they should make a candle that smells like a baby.
Like the head of a baby.
Yeah.
Do you want that, though? Because then I feel like it smells like a little bit of diapers, too, in the room.
No.
How are they going to get the smell is what I want to know.
I love the smell of babies.
Do you have, like, a memory of where you feel like it was, like, your first memory where you were first fully conscious as, like, a child? For me... It goes to, like, diapers and, like, my younger brother and him. He's 2 years younger than me, so I was definitely two. And I just remember diapers being, like, changed. And I'm like, this is disgusting. Who is this human?
This is
and
tacky.
Then from then on, I can remember.
Then you
like,
were online?
Life. Yeah. That's
when you activate.
What is this?
Activate.
I think my first, I don't know if this is my first memory, but I've always like told myself it was since I was little. So I think it's just ingrained in my brain. But I was at Mall of America and I was like looking at the big Snoopy. That's all I. That's so funny, guys.
I just thought you were going into a whole story, yeah, and it was just, no, just and I saw the big Snoopy.
Like, anyway. No, that's literally all I remember is like,
this is life.
No, I'm like standing on like a, like we're on like the top floor, and there's like some big Snoopy that's like three stories high or something, and I just remember like looking at it, and that's, I think, my first memory. But I also, I feel like I brought this up on a podcast before, but I also, when I was little, I was on the side of my house, and I said, I had a memory. Do you remember this?
Yes.
I had a thought, and I was like, I'm going to think this until the day I die. I swear to God. I can't for the life of me think of what it was, but every day I'm like, I'd still be thinking it, but I don't know what it was. And I'm one thing like,
I
know. I
don't know what you're saying.
But you like, knew that this moment of thinking, you can't remember what it was.
Like, in that moment when I was little, I was like, I had a thought, say it was like, I hate my parents or something. I don't know. And I'd be like, I swear to God, I will think this every day for the rest of my life. Like, I remember having that memory, but I don't remember what the actual memory was.
Wow.
Or the actual thing. So, like, as I've gotten older, I've every once in a while, I'm like, I'd still be thinking it. But, like, what the fuck was it?
That's crazy.
I know. It's like a big mystery that I want to solve.
Yeah, you'll never figure that out.
Unless there is a God and I can ask him a question, that'd be probably the only way.
Do you like watching?
I would ask.
Do you like watching like old videos of yourself or old home movies and things like that?
Like when you're a little kid?
Yeah.
I never see that.
Yeah.
I finally got all of mine like digitized. My dad got a guy to like do it, and I have them all. But I've been like so anxious to like sit down.
I don't want to
and
see
watch them.
Why?
Because part of me, I love it, and then part of me, there's this like, I'm just speaking out loud. There's this anxious side of me where seeing how. Time, how fast time has gone by.
Yeah.
There's this spookiness of it in seeing me so young. I don't, like, I'm not ready to, like, face it. But maybe if I had, like, a glass of wine, I'd be like, this is adorable. But
and then you wake up with dread.
I don't say I've been avoiding it, but I'm like, am I in the mood yet to, like, sit down and, like, face all of those memories? It's a
face
wild feeling.
All.
I don't know.
I don't like it. When I see it, I'm like, I don't even think that's me. It's like, it looks like it's a different, I feel like I'm watching a video about somebody else. Like, I can't put it in my brain that I am the same person that was doing that.
Yeah.
It just feels like I'm like watching some other little kid.
Yes.
And I'm like, that is a strange, it's just a strange, it's almost like an Interstellar or something where he's like watching himself in the past and you're like trying to tell him to do something, but you can't, I don't know.
Because I think it's also like, it's a human experience that like, the natural human would have never experienced.
True, yeah,
we live in such a digital time where we're like, replay, show me all the little things I did in my past. But back then, you didn't have access to like your memories that instantaneously.
Truly until like 1975, probably, when like home camcorders were a thing. It was like the first people in history that were ever able to see a video of themselves as a child.
I think I'm more looking forward to like watching my parents' home videos from like the 60s and 70s
oh, wow.
and watching like, you know, like the silent ones, Super 8 ones of them going around. And
then that might make
when
it
you're
even
like
more crazy.
A baby, you're then hearing like your aunts and uncles all having conversations the age we are right now.
Right. A little
talking
podcast.
Talking about like, oh, I heard Clinton's running for president. Like, you hear them like saying crazy things in the background.
Yeah.
Like, I look forward to that.
That is funny.
I wonder if you watching your parents as kids, though, would make you feel even more like too much time has passed.
Maybe.
Because, like, God.
I think I would just, like, love seeing the time periods and what type of, like, gizmos and
I went on a date with a girl the other day, and she asked me a crazy question. She said something that I thought I've never thought of before. We were, like, talking about her parents. She's like, ugh, me and my mom, if we were in high school together, would not have been friends.
Oh, really?
And
see,
I was just like,
thought.
I've never thought about, like, if I would be friends with my parents when they were in high school. It's just such a weird what?
I think about it a lot.
You're like, yeah, I would have dated my mom.
I thought about it a lot when I was a kid. Too,
really?
About my parents.
Me too.
Because you would see pictures of them as kids and you're like, that's so crazy. They were my age.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I still can't even conceive of them not being like adults.
What
like
was your answer?
I had to like move off the topic. It was like breaking my mind because I was just like trying to think of what my dad would have been like in like high school. I can't even conceive of it. I think the answer is probably no. Like, I don't think I'd be friends with like
I think I would.
With
I think,
losers?
I think I'd be friendly with my parents, for sure. I could see us, like, in similar friend circles.
Yeah. I think my mom and I are too alike. I'd be, like, annoyed.
But, like...
like, I'd see myself too much more and be like, I can't.
It's just such a strange thing to think about, like, what your mom was like in high school. Or, like, your dad was like in high school. I don't know.
Yeah, it is a strange thought. Like, it's like Back to the Future.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
if you were
yeah.
in some time loop and you suddenly found yourself yeah. at your parents' high school and you had to, like,
that
I don't
would
know,
be fucking insane.
I would love that.
Yeah,
to go
too.
Back and see your parents in high school?
100%.
Would you mess with them? Would you talk to them? Or would you
yeah,
just, like, observe
talk.
Them?
From, no, I would talk to them.
Yeah,
would you be
get
like,
to know
I'm
them.
Your daughter?
No.
Or would you be like...
No, because I wouldn't want them to know.
Yeah.
I would just want to be like, what are they like? So then, you know, when I come back into real time, I'd be like, remember when you did that really fucked up thing?
Yeah.
Now you can't get mad at me.
Aaron's
or
doing it
me.
To get revenge.
Yeah, get that tea. Pretty crazy. Did she say she would be friends? How was the date?
It was great. She was like, I would not have been friends with my mom in high school. And I was like, oh, that's such a weird, not weird, but like, I just never even thought to put it together. She's like, me and my dad get along great. But like, yeah, it was just a strange, like, yeah.
It is crazy, too. Like, you really don't know your parents before
no,
you,
that like,
obviously. But it's like, you just don't... Like, their personalities probably changed a lot, too, after they had you, because they had to become parents.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It's just interesting. Like, they're literally just people.
And I think we're all probably of the age right now, past the age that our parents were when they had us.
Yeah.
Not me.
Your parents were older than you are now when they had you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
How
okay.
old was your mother when she had you?
36.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Kourtney Kardashian.
My mom was 32. Mm-hmm.
I think mine was around that age.
And now I'm 32.
Yeah, cool. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. Very weird.
That's
it's weird now. Like, Patricia, she was watching her old home videos, and her parents had her much younger, like, in their mid-20s, and watching videos of them going, damn, they are younger than us in these videos. That's kind of trippy because you know them just to be older than you. And yes, I know that they were once my age, but it's weird seeing them much younger than you.
Yeah, like here's a 26-year-old version of your parents.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, that doesn't exist. What do you mean?
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Well, or just like right now, we go to our parents in high school and just start bullying them. Ew, is that what you're wearing? Fucking loser. Like as adults.
Yeah, but what makes me like feel better about getting old and being in your 30s and stuff, you then look at the home videos and you see your parents. They look great.
Oh, yeah.
They look the best they've ever looked. I mean, even though they look amazing now, they look great in their 30s. You're always going to look fantastic in the age you're at now, and you're always going to wish you were that age.
Yeah.
So don't be too scared about getting old because you look fantastic. Because by the time you're much older, you're going to look back and be like, damn, I was incredible.
I feel like
incredible.
You're just speaking to yourself.
He's like, I promise.
I'm trying to say, I don't know.
No, I did
talking
that's so
yourself
true.
Down.
That's like the everybody's free to wear sunscreen song.
Oh, yes. By
you
Baz Luhrmann.
Everybody's free to wear sunscreen?
No.
Great video on YouTube.
It was like a graduation speech that Baz Luhrmann gave, the director, and then they put it to like a hip-hop beat in the 90s. It's like a spoken word thing, and it's a beautiful little motivational
It was in the
speech.
Movie Romeo and Juliet, right?
Well, Everybody's Free is the little song that the boy is singing when Romeo and Juliet get married, but the speech is not in the movie. Someone put two and two together and made it like a beat.
Oh, I see. Okay, with that classic...
Actually, I don't even know if it's Baz Luhrmann saying the speech.
It's not.
He like produced it.
Yeah.
It's some
and the speech was like some 93-year-old woman who gave the speech.
I think it's a man.
Mm,
I could offer my rules of advice.
Yeah, we can look that up.
Sure.
Okay, other news. Your boy has been caffeine-free.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
For quite a while. And boy, let me tell you,
how
I was
long?
Dreading doing this podcast this early without any supplements. I'm struggling a little bit right now. My day one was... I started on April 19th, so it's been almost 2 full weeks.
Dang.
The first weekend was like, I literally didn't leave the house for like 2 days because I just couldn't do anything. But
headache,
just full like...
Shaking.
Not shaking.
Sweating.
It wasn't that bad. I was just like tired because I have to reset my whole cortisol system and my circadian rhythm and all this other stuff. So I got all these supplements and like gut bacteria, estrogen clearing, whatever. So... It's wild.
Is it getting easier to not have coffee in the morning?
Yes. Yeah. I do miss like the ritual of it. Like I just love having like a nice cup of warm liquid. What?
Could you have a decaf cup?
Yeah, but I don't know if I trust decaf.
It might.
I feel like there's still some caffeine
in it. I've
heard
that. There's like a ton.
How are they really doing that? Like, how are they pulling the caffeine out of the beans?
I don't know, but I think it's true.
Yeah, I'm just, if you were going to tell everyone which doctor's orders you're following.
Oh, Dr. GPT.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, proceed with caution.
Yeah, sure.
But it can take tests, because test results are kind of hard to read.
Yes.
And your doctor can run them over with you, but it's just sometimes you want
then you're
a
like,
little,
wait, what does this one mean?
Mm-hmm. Break it down for me, chat. Mm-hmm. Break it down.
But you could also like ask your doctor, like, hey, are all of these things
accurate?
No, like you could ask your doctor what you asked ChatGPT.
That's what I did all of last year, and they were just like, you're depressed, take Zoloft. And I was like, I'm definitely not depressed, I'm just tired.
Oh.
And they were like, no, you're depressed. And I was like, I'm not depressed. And then I did the sleep
study.
You
don't have very good doctors, do you?
Doesn't seem like it. And I don't know if it's a California thing. I don't know if it's my insurance. Yeah. Like, I have not, yeah. But I plugged all my... Go ahead.
No, go on.
So ChatGPT like recommended I take a few different like hormone tests and stuff too. So I took these hormone tests and then I plugged those results into ChatGPT and it was like, oh, perfect. Confirms what our original suspicion was. You have blah, 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 blah. And it gave me like, yeah, just like different probiotics, different like B vitamins, some shit to take at night, like L-theanine. Also just like not eating 3 hours before you go to bed. Which is harder than I thought.
Yeah. I hate that rule.
I know.
But
it's hard.
Honestly, it like me and Carly talk about our ordering stuff all the time. My heart rate now is dropping and it's going to like 4 a.m.
Oh, good.
So it's working.
Are we getting REM sleep?
No. Okay, so REM sleep is a big thing I'm tracking on the ordering. I usually get like 45 minutes to like an hour tops. Carly's doing like 2 hours, 40 minutes of REM sleep every night.
I'm getting some good REM
She's
sleep.
She's getting fucking rested.
I want to be a part of this conversation.
I always rub it in. I'm like, look how good my
Matt
sleep
is.
That
is edging an aura ring.
I
kind of am. I just don't want to pay the damn membership. And it's, also, it's a
ring
like that I'm wearing to bed.
Matt, it's just as much
just
as our Patreon.
It.
It's $6 a month.
Maybe I'll do it.
And this ring, the base one, is like $400. And Carly can get you a discount if you use her referral code.
I'd rather have a Nintendo Switch, too.
Just get both.
Matt, okay. You can buy both.
You make money.
Yeah,
I know. Maybe
I will
I
give
should.
You permission to buy both of these things.
Okay. And so how many more days of no caffeine do we have left?
Every day I'm trying to, like, gaslight GPT into, like, telling me it's okay to have caffeine. I'm like, hey, I'm feeling a little bit better. Is it cool if I have caffeine there? And it's like, listen, if you really want to do a full it's a full month is what I need to do.
Woo!
But no REM sleep? I feel like
that's
you might be
crazy.
Haunted.
Like, I think you might have a demon at the end of your bed that is preventing you from just having sleep.
I wonder if you took, like, a Benadryl or something, if it would, like...
I took a Klonopin last night. Didn't change a thing.
Hell
Whoa.
Yeah.
Usually for me, that, like... That like helps
well, that's what GPT. I tried it like 2 months ago. I was like, I tried taking a Klonopin, it didn't change anything. And GPT was like, yeah, you have it was like severe autonomic dysregulation that requires like whatever. Because normally a Klonopin would knock you the fuck out, but
yeah,
are you gonna do your sleep study?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm getting better, like, I do feel like my heart rate is lowering earlier in the night. All my other sleep stuff is improving based on the Oura Ring, and I'm able to like get through the mornings without coffee or like Adderall or Vyvanse, and I'm like, I do feel it resetting. It's just gonna take another like 2 weeks until I can even try one cup of coffee again. Because
you're
gonna
be amped on that one cup of coffee.
And I'm not supposed to drink alcohol either. And like, it's like, don't drink alcohol, don't drink caffeine. But the other night I went to some event and I had like 3 beers, and everything was in the red. It was like, pay attention. This is bad. This is bad. Like, all my indicators were terrible. Whoa. So
did you drink last night?
No.
Oh.
Why?
I was just wondering.
Because of me posting my fan edit of me and Jack Coyne on my story.
Fan edit?
Boomer fan edit?
Just the way you were texting.
I was just exhausted. I was like so wiped. But yeah, I think I think I'm going to become an AI boomer edit guy.
At least get rid of the watermark.
No, I think that makes it funny. It makes it.
It's camp.
Every time I open my phone, I'm
upset you weren't with me in the car yesterday. These two were like, I love it. I love it. I was like, I need Matt.
Oh, it was like to the reggaeton music. And you're
I liked it in a funny way. I was like, this is like silly funny. In my mind, I was like, we should make a fake account and post it as like a fan edit.
I think now us talking about it and for the fans to get familiar, like, oh, we may be doing some really cringe boomer millennial. real edits, sure. But if that was like a hard launch of our Patreon and our merch, I bury me now.
Dude, it's so, and CapCut, you literally upload anything and it does it with one button and it just makes the funniest. Every time I open my story now, I'm laughing because it's just.
Yeah. I do like fan edits though.
Yeah.
I just think they're some like more solid funny. Fan edits of our fans out there.
Yeah, why don't you let's get some good influences.
See some I haven't seen some like good making me cry. You know?
Make me cry with your fan edit.
Some pods have fan edits where I'm like in tears. Like I just would like
Brooke and Connor have really good fan edits.
Oh yeah.
Because they have the whole will they won't they like dynamic going on and people just want them to date.
It's a good dynamic.
So it's all just like fans who want them to date and they just like find all the clips of them like
ship.
Yes, yes. And it'll get like 150,000 likes of just like the two of them.
God.
Just,
that's so funny.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Will I saw Megan last night.
Markle?
No, the movie.
Yeah.
Trainer?
Did you Megan. Like it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, the first Megan?
Yeah.
You didn't see it when it first came out?
No.
Yeah, it's fun.
It was so funny.
Was it a good packed theater?
Yeah, it was. They were re-releasing it for one night only.
That's right. I saw that.
So we went and, oh my God, it was so funny. I was lolling.
And I'm excited for Megan, too.
Is it a funny movie?
My friend is.
Yes.
I thought it's a horror movie.
It's both. It's like a little camp, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, like, tongue-in-cheeky.
Choking camp.
Well, I guess
right
I, like, didn't. I guess in my mind, I always just thought, like, horror was, like, actually scary. Like, I saw Sinners, and I was like, that wasn't horror. That wasn't that scary.
It was more like horror adventure.
Yeah. It was, like, kind of funny, too.
Yeah. Oh, Sinners. Yeah. But there are some movies that are just like, oh my God, this is a fucking nightmare. Like
what I watched last night, me, Patricia, we had Sarah McKendrick and Connor Ferrante over. We watched Insidious.
Oh, God. Oh, the first one?
Yes.
That's just sound. I got the chills.
Wait, is that the one?
I mean, it's hailed as one of the scariest movies of all time in terms of BPM. Like they've done studies of like what movies have gotten like the most intense reaction out of audiences. That one is pretty high up there.
That was a first
is it
movie.
A good movie? No. I don't think it's a good
really?
Movie. I think it's like, it's shot kind of shitty transitions. Maybe it's just 2011 kind of vibes. But I mean, it's scary. It is a bump in the night type of horror.
That's the one that he's like dreaming or whatever.
What's the premise?
Basically a couple with like three kids move into a house and scary things start happening. The kid kind of goes into a coma, but he's not in a coma. His soul.
It's creepy.
Is
that being... was the first horror movie I saw that I was like, I won't sleep.
Yeah.
I was freaked the fuck out. I saw it in theaters, I remember, and I was like, we went outside to the car and I was like, I don't even want to look. I feel like it was an image of an old lady in a mirror.
Yes.
Scared the fuck out of me.
Terrifying.
Is it still scary?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought I had seen this before. I can handle it. The first, like, big jump scare, I was like, Oh, my gosh. That was...
The creep.
Oh, spooks
so
me.
Scary.
It says, according to a study from Broadband Choices, Sinister is the scariest movie with a maximum heart rate spike of 131 BPM.
That's like a fucking marathon.
Other movies with high heart rate spikes include Host.
Host, and that's an hour.
130.
And that one's like
an hour long.
It's like 57 minutes.
Damn.
And it's like a Zoom one. Oh. So, which you think. A Zoom movie.
Yeah.
A bunch of people on FaceTime. How scary could it get? Todd and Zane and I watched it, and the end, like 130
BPM. Need an aura ring to see what your BPM is.
It does say Insidious is 133, so that would be like the highest. But that's weird that it said Sinister is.
Maybe it depends on how long.
Can you explain what's scary about it?
What is
it like,
scary
about
it?
Is it jump scares, or is it like... You're in a scene where you're just like, I don't want to be in this scene.
I think it was, I can't remember.
It's jump scares and also just like pure terror. And I think it's, you know how when Nightmare on Elm Street got really popular, a lot of people were really scared because the Hat Man is like a demon people say that they see in sleep paralysis. And they're like,
Or like on
that's my biggest fear is that man.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had that. Insidious is that scary. Either witch or demon that you see in the middle of the night, it is that.
Yeah,
so it feels like it's tapping into something you've already been scared of, and it's right there before your eyes.
Do you guys remember when 127 Hours came out and people were like, people are fainting in the theaters? It was like a whole
James Franco movie
where he cuts his arm off.
Yeah.
But like, I saw it in theaters and I was like, I mean, yeah, it's crazy, but like, people are fainting.
Some of that
I think
is marketing stuff.
It probably was. I was wondering if it was on that list.
Or like
it was
Paranormal Activity, where they would always show the commercials would be the audience.
And Paranormal Activity, they made that movie for $50,000, and it went on to make how much? I think half a billion.
Damn. Yeah.
I can tell you all of the top 10.
Yeah, top 10.
Okay, so Sinister, Host.
Sinister.
Skinamarink.
Skinamarink. Oh, that, do not watch Skinamarink. It is a waste of time and money. I respect the effort. Nothing happens in that movie.
84
Why is the
BPM?
Pulse so high?
Ugh,
84? That's a snooze fest. I'm going to bed.
That's a nap.
I know. That's probably like what mine is right now. The highest spike is 113 for a scare score of 91.
They're just, what are they, just getting a group of people and
Insidious?
Testing them their heart rate until they watch this?
Are you scared?
Yeah, The Conjuring.
That's, Conjuring is good.
They have a heart rate spike of 132 BPM. I think the 80 was like their resting heart rate during the movie.
Okay.
Then The Conjuring, Hereditary.
Oh
my God.
Is that a horror movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's pretty horrific.
Yes, Hereditary is a horror movie.
She's on TikTok now.
About? I guess.
What do you think it's more
of a thriller?
But it's
also a horror movie that you don't, it's like about something you don't think it's about.
Well, I guess the end scene, or the second half where it like goes into like the occult stuff.
Seen it. Yeah. But I mean, it's like very uncomfortable and like disturbing.
When I think of horror movie, I think of just like, I don't know, like The Babadook or like Saw or like what?
No, there's some good ones.
Smile.
Like Nosferatu. Oh, love. Oh.
Is Nosferatu a horror movie?
Yeah. Yeah. No. But I would say, yeah.
It's not like jumpy though. It's more just like creepy.
Did you see Zach Shucklin's Instagram story?
What?
Who's that? He was,
Zach Shucklin.
He's our friend. He's a Vice writer
and
reporter.
He was your BFF when we were shooting the Adam video.
Oh, right. Love him.
He was
a fan of it.
He posted a screenshot of Nosferatu, and it looked like a crazy screenshot on his like airplane seat of like something eating like a face or something. And he was like,
spoiler alert,
the kid behind me has been kicking my seat the whole flight. Let's see how he likes watching this. But it looked kind of violent. I was like, I thought this was more of like
it's a vampire movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess.
It's so good though. The story. I can't wait to watch it again.
It's very like well stylized too. Like
it was the guy who did The Lighthouse, right?
Yeah, Robert Eggers.
Eggers.
It's crazy because last year we started watching horror movies in August, and that's only 3 months away. Like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's already like fall. Halloween.
Someone made a TikTok like Christmas is in 3 hours. This year is going by fast.
No, I'm just like, I feel like the year started, and I'm like, oh, in 3 months it's fucking August.
Yeah,
it's like the end of the what?
Well, hold on. It's not even the summer yet. What do you mean?
I know, but I'm just saying it's happening so fast. Everything's happening fast.
It's all happening.
It's all happening. Just our merch happens so fast.
So I shouldn't watch Insidious.
You'd probably hate it.
No. I think it would be...
No, watch Megan. You should watch Megan.
That sounds... I don't know. I don't like watching it alone, though.
No, it's... No. If I didn't think it was scary, you will not think it's scary. It's, like, funny. It's campy.
Is it, like, Chucky?
Yeah. But,
I've
like...
I've never seen Chucky.
Yeah. Like,
you
which
like
Chucky?
Chucky,
I don't know.
The first Chucky's kind of scary.
But then it gets campy and funny.
Yeah, like the Gremlins movie scared me.
Like that movie Flesh. Did you guys see that movie Flesh on Hulu?
Yes.
Flesh.
That ruined like 3 months of my life.
Yeah.
It's about a cannibal.
Certainly not. Oh, wait. I saw that.
It's like a handsome guy who like tricks girls and then traps them.
Who was
them.
In that?
The guy who played Tommy Lee and he played Trump and...
Yes.
What's his name? Gosh, why am I blanking on his name?
The Apprentice?
He's fantastic. Sebastian Stan.
Yeah.
That movie, I was like so upset that I had to watch it.
I can't believe you did. It has a 2.6 rating.
It made me so uncomfortable. And like sometimes I'll think about it and I'm like, I wish I could Men in Black erase that from my brain.
It's more of like thriller than it is a proper horror.
Ooh.
What?
Just
Daisy Edgar Jones?
No, the movie.
The poster freaks me out.
Do you remember when Human Centipede came out? Like, did you guys watch it?
No. Even the trailer fucked me up for a while.
I've seen bits of it, but like I get it.
I fully watched
it. And it's not a good
You
movie.
Watch that whole movie?
Ew.
It's like watching Two Girls, One Cup on purpose.
I know. Oh, well, harsh.
I did that.
Seen that. Of course.
Are people still showing that to each other these days, you think?
Do you think it exists?
I think kids have
it's come out that it's fake.
Kids see worst.
I've never seen it still. I've refused to watch
kids
it.
Kids see Pillow Talk.
It's true.
One Cup.
Wait, what are you Googling?
I want to know if it still exists.
Yeah, you could find it for sure.
And didn't it come out that it was fake? Like, no. It was just like, it wasn't actually poop.
I don't even want to think about it. It's okay. Too early in the morning.
Sorry.
Okay, well, what did I just see? Oh, the rehearsal.
Oh, I can't. I don't even know if I can.
Season two?
Yes.
Have you seen both episodes so far?
There's only two out right now?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I think
it's like
Nathan.
All airplane Nathan, stuff.
Oh,
I think
it
Nathan
is.
Fielder is like a genius, but I'm too much of like an empath to what he does with people.
Okay.
Makes me very uncomfortable, but I like seeing clips of it, but it makes me very uncomfortable.
I never liked him. I think I was like, Nathan For You wasn't a fan.
What?
First season.
That's crazy.
I just don't. Nathan For You to me was just like, it seems like he's just kind of being a dick to these people. Like,
I think he is a dick.
Yeah, but then why are we watching him if he's a dick? I don't like
it's
that.
It's funny.
Because he does it in a funny way.
But, like, Larry David's not a dick. He's like, correct.
Every comedian has
he's
a different
kind of a dick.
Taste.
I know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I don't know that
that's
comedians being dicks are. Anyway, the rehearsal, I was just like, all right, I'm going to pop this on. First episode.
Of the new season?
Fucking masterpiece.
Did you watch the first season of it?
I watched, like, 3 episodes of the first season. I was like, this just feels like more Nathan For You bullshit that I'm just like. He's just taking vulnerable people and making them look really stupid and, like, taking advantage of them and be like, haha, look at how dumb this guy is.
Right.
And I don't really like that. I don't like that he's, like, exploiting people that are whatever. But this new season doesn't feel that way. In the second episode, I went from, like, there's, like, 2 scenes back to back. One where, like, you may have seen the clip where he's giving feedback to the girl who's, like, auditioning for him.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. I was, like, crying. It was so beautiful and heartwarming. In the next scene... pissing my pants laughing, and I was like, this is like I finally get why he's like considered a genius. So I would recommend this to all of you guys. I know it's about airplanes, but it's not like, I don't know, I think it's, I don't think it makes you like not feel safe on airplanes, because it's also like the whole thing is like you don't even know what's real and what's not. He's so good at making you think, oh, is this really what's happening?
And
it's just not.
Is that airplane?
They're like in crashes and stuff.
That's the premise of the season, is like, why do airplane crashes happen?
Oh, because the only clip I saw was him like interviewing a pilot that had been like banned on every dating app.
Yeah,
dude,
what
the fuck?
That shit was crazy.
Like, I just, Nolan was like, we have to watch.
It
like,
started
was, like,
it over the weekend in like a couple minutes, and I was like, I can't do this right now.
Just watch the second episode. It's not even about the airplanes. Anyway,
I'll check it out.
My big new show that I'm liking.
My big new show is Love After Lockup. It is so goddamn addicting.
What show?
Love After Lockup.
After Lockup.
Let's hear more.
I wish you would watch it and get your reaction, because I just would like your opinion.
Is it people after
about,
jail falling in love?
So a lot of it is like, say like you were in jail and Patricia was like on a dating website, like a jail person, and would send you letters and then visits, and then he's coming on 3 days, so like the show starts, and it's basically like he's going to be released in a couple days, but we've never been together in real life. How is this going to go? And it's just absolutely bonkers.
How long have the people been in jail?
It depends. Like, one guy was there for 18 years.
Oh my gosh.
One girl was there for like a couple years. It just really depends. But it's really like, I mean, if you like 90 Day Fiancé.
And are they
like
there at the jail picking them up and like going hot and heavy? Like?
Usually they're the ones to pick them up. But I just watched one where this guy was he was married with a child, but also it was engaged, quote unquote, to some other girl. And they both were coming to pick him up. And I was like, oh my God. This
and
is
now,
so
is there a game involved? Like, this isn't like Love
this
is Blind.
Just a, no, this
reality
is
like
show.
90 Day Fiancé.
It's, yeah. It's the same people who made 90 Day Fiancé.
How are they finding, how are single women or single men?
Writeaprisoner.com.
Writeaprisoner.com.
Yeah.
So
there's a bunch of sites like
that.
They
probably post on the site, hey, we're looking for people to document. We'll probably pay you.
Yeah.
And you get people who are interested in sharing this.
Because, like, I went to the website to see what it looked like, and it was just like, I think you can filter it by, like, location and stuff, but it was just, like, pictures of inmates and, like, their, like, description, and be like, hello, beautiful women.
Maybe I could see if there's any Jewish women in prison.
Yeah. But it's so funny because it's like, it's just, these people are delusional. Like, this one girl, when the guy got out, she was like, man, he was so much easier to control when he was in prison.
Jesus Christ.
Well, because, like, he would come out and, like, want to go party and stuff. And she's like, no, I'm ready to, like, settle down. And he's like, well, I want to be free for a while. You know, it's just, like, a lot of that.
Oh, my God, dude.
Wow.
It's like, oh, my favorite kind of show.
Oh, man.
When was the last time you wrote a letter?
Wrote a letter?
I guess I've written, like, thank you notes post-wedding, but like, I don't think
same.
I've written someone a full letter.
A letter.
Like handwritten or typed up?
Handwritten, I guess?
We all know I typed up a big letter for my EV.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you did.
But that wasn't handwritten. I love a good letter, though.
I had a pen pal at one point.
I had a pen pal when I was a kid in Mongolia.
Was it like through school?
Yes. Yeah. My second grade teacher, her daughter was like teaching abroad with like teenagers in Mongolia, and they were just
teaching
learning
abroad, like teaching a woman. Sorry, that was bad.
Teaching abroad.
English to like teenagers in Mongolia, and we were in second grade, and so they were learning English for the first time, and we would write letters back with them, and we'd be like, do you like Britney Spears? I like Backstreet Boys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was like that. Like
but
that.
Then you get so excited for them to like to get one back.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, but it would take weeks.
When I was in high school, I don't know if I've ever talked about this on here, but the guy that I was like in love with, he did like a semester in Spain, and one day a letter just showed up at my door. And then we literally just the whole time he was there wrote each other back and
forth. Wait, so you liked him before he went to Spain?
Oh yeah.
And so he just randomly wrote you?
Yeah, because he was in love with me too.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's so cute. How did it end?
Oh, he's an asshole.
But like, were you like,
oh, you ended up pursuing this and he turned out to be an
it was
guy?
Like a very long-winded like
romance.
Will they, won't they?
Wow. Okay,
they.
Colleen Hoover.
Yeah.
So were you writing back and forth for a long time? Did you ever like meet up after?
Yeah, he went to my school.
Oh, okay. I thought he
we were
moved.
Like friends before.
With the foreign exchange student. Or wait, was he?
No, he just went to Spain.
He just went to Spain my bad. For like a semester
study abroad, remember?
My
and then
brain.
Like he left and then he was like writing me. The first letter was definitely an apology.
For what? Leaving you?
What?
For like leaving you?
No, for like just being a jerk.
Oh.
I still have them.
Yeah, oh my god.
I definitely still have
hell
them in
yeah.
like I have a memory box from literally since I was in like middle school.
I have one too.
Oh, wow.
What?
I'm thinking about something.
What?
Think about foreign exchange students. Sorry.
Okay.
My
would you? Okay. Like foreign exchange students sounds awesome. One,
yeah.
I never did it. Never had one.
Right.
I guess knew of some in high school, but I don't even know if I would actually like to do it. Like, what house do you get picked in? Like, imagine.
Oh, like you get sent to a house. You're like,
yeah.
Oh,
well, there were like foreign exchange students at my high school. I'm like, yeah. Sorry, you're out in the suburbs of Dallas in America. Like, this is not, I don't think this is the coolest place to be.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Just, and even being
to
a foreign exchange
is,
student,
though.
What house am I going into? Hopefully you know the damn language, but
yeah,
I feel like learn.
I always hear like the coolest stories about that, though. It's always like they just fall in love, not like not actually, but like, you know, like love each other so much. It's like, I don't want you to leave.
Yeah. Like I know people who had foreign exchange students and they still stay in contact with them. They go to Spain, their families meet up, and you know.
Yeah.
My best friends, when we were in high school, her family hosted these two soccer players from the UK and they lived with her for like the summer while they played soccer in the States. And it was one was from the UK, the other was from Ireland. And it was so much fun. We would just get fucked up with them every night. And they were like older than us too. But because you know how sports work, it's like you take time off and then you come back and play in
yeah.
this league and then you get to that league. And it was really fun. And they did become like our family.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'd be so
do
sad.
Do you
to
get money if you host a foreign exchange student? Like, is there
probably.
Like.
Probably.
Oh, like another mouth to feed, I guess, in your
yeah.
home.
Yeah.
There's
like
a stipend
tax credit
each month or something.
Okay. But does the foreign exchange student get that money or you get the money?
Nope.
It sounds like a weird.
Maybe
like,
it's like child support. Like, maybe like their parents send over money.
Yes.
Can I share something? You guys just
please.
Triggered a very traumatic memory for me. In
please.
Sixth grade. In my Jewish school, I dated a girl. And when I say dated, I mean like she thought we were boyfriend and girlfriend because she said we were. And we were going out for like, I don't know, 2 months, which back then probably felt like a year. Mm. And then it was like the last day of school. She like didn't really talk to me. And I was like, oh, that's a little weird. And this is back in, I don't know, 1998 or something. And there was one computer in the house with one email address that was like the family email. And I come home from school on the very last day of school and my mom's got like a paper in her hand and she goes, Mike, I got a very upsetting email that I printed out. And this girl had written an email to me basically breaking up with me via email. And my mom opened the email, read it, printed it out,
oh.
and then like gave it to me. And I had to like, it was so embarrassing
because
oh I was just
God.
Like, why do, you shouldn't be reading like.
Was she like mad that you had a girlfriend or sad that you were getting
sad
dumped?
That I was getting dumped.
Oh no.
I know, but it was just like, I also like didn't really think we were going out because I'm like, we're in like whatever this is, sixth grade.
Like you looked at each other?
Yeah, I was like, we sit next to each other in class once a day, like. We're not really going out. Like, it wasn't, like, a real thing.
How long was the letter?
It was like 2 pages.
Do you still have it?
No. Your mom was reading it to you?
I'd keep it.
Oh.
No. Why? Because you couldn't read yet.
That's in sixth grade.
Yeah, exactly.
It was, like, just give it to me. Give it to me. Stop, stop, stop.
And yeah. it was just like, hey, I'm going to be like going to summer camp this summer, so there's going to be other boys there that I think I want. Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. That I had something just like that.
It was
a girl
so
named Cassie. She left it was like a black envelope, black paper written in gel pen. Two fucking pages, man. And it was like, she definitely was not confessing her love for me. It was just like, what is this kind
sure,
of
what,
thing?
What are we?
And I remember it gave me so much anxiety. I like couldn't read it. Like threw it away because I didn't like what was being said.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't need to know.
gel pens.
Yeah.
But just like having a family email that like your mom reads your breakup letter was tough.
Sad. I'm sorry that happened to you.
That'd be embarrassing.
Yeah, and then she ended up going out with Sam the next year.
Sam?
No way. Did she break up with him via email too?
I don't know. I don't know how that ended.
Your mom's like, stay away from this girl.
I mean, again, this was like in seventh, sixth grade where it was like, oh, that's your boyfriend. It was like nonsense. But that when you were talking about like, when was the last time you wrote a letter? I was like, I've ever gotten a letter. And like, I think that's the only letter I've ever gotten in my life.
Whoa. Was a breakup letter.
Yeah, it's dark stuff. But
dark-sided.
Did y'all write notes in high school and middle school?
Yeah.
It was huge.
What are you writing notes?
Passing around the classroom.
Passing notes. Writing notes. And
You did that for real?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I had like a crush. We were like had a crush on each other. And it was fun because we had phones and texting. But we would also just like write a note back and forth every day. And it would always have like Blink-182 lyrics. That was like so stupid. But I think that's maybe the last time I wrote a letter, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I would see TV shows and movies of like kids in high school passing notes, but I thought that was just like a trope, like a gimmick.
Propaganda.
Like easy. Like when the teacher's talking, you like slide your notebook down and it's like, do you want to sit with me at lunch today? But like I would do it a lot with my girlfriend.
We never passed notes in the classroom. It was passing period. You would give them a note and then you would read it in class, write the note. When you saw them again, you'd give them the note.
Do both.
Are you guys in the fucking like SS camps? Like why can't you just say, hey, what's up, man? How's it going? Like
I don't know. It was such a...
It's as if it's a note. It's like, you'll never believe what blah, blah, blah said to me in whatever, I'm going to tell you at lunch.
And like you've seen the movies of the teacher, like it's a thing where like if the teacher sees a note, like a lot of times they'll read it out loud to the class. Like it's
and half the
thing,
time
movies.
It's like, Mr. Rogers looks like shit today.
Oh my gosh, you guys were actually doing that.
And dude, it was devastating when like you liked a girl, but you found out she was like note swapping with like a whole other guy. And it wasn't even like they were dating,
wow.
But it's basically like, you're not even in the ballpark
right,
of
you're
being
in her DMs.
Considered.
I'm in her notes.
Yes.
It's like that's a modern day Snapchat score.
Yeah.
I remember just being like, oh, I was so anxious, just like wanting just to swap notes with just any girl. Aww. Like, because I had some buddies and they were like, dude, I got notes from Hannah, Claire. Like,
wow.
They were just like getting notes all the time.
I feel like the only time I can remember a note being passed was like, we were doing it like as a bit of like, oh, this is what they do in the movies. And it would just be like, fart, yes or no. And it was just like a dumb, I didn't know people actually did that.
I still have some of my notes.
Cute.
I should bring them.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be funny.
High school notes.
I wish you had your letter.
Oh, my letter.
Dumping.
It's that email account. It was probably like ShefferFamily06@ netscapenavigator.net
oh,
or something.
Netscape Navigator.
Yeah, like that. It was tough.
I love that.
My phone is blowing up with new members
on the Patreon.
Oh. Yeah.
That's right, guys. Get those numbers up.
We need
Maserati time.
Well, thanks for watching. Hope you enjoy the merch. Please buy some. Please sign up for the Patreon.
Patreon's fun.
Let us know if there's any videos you want us to make on the Patreon.
Oh, there's also a chat. Like, if you click community on the Patreon, there's different chats. And I think one of them is, like, topic ideas if you guys want us to talk about, like, something specific for a topic. And then there's, like, another just, like, community chat, just like whatever,
where we can all yap together.
Yeah, so that's fun. I'm excited for that.
All right, well, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.